VOA News. The Israeli army has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army evacuated some 800 civilians from Syria, most of them members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group and their families. The military said their lives were endangered by advancing forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, who sees the White Helmets as collaborators with Syrian rebels. Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The operation was organized by the U.S., Britain, and Canada. They see the White Helmets as heroes.
A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 16 people and wounding 60 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after First Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. Through its Amaq news agency, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate, wounded the candidate and three other people. Elections in the country are on Wednesday. Afghanistan hosted a new round of talks with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build confidence and work together to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The meeting took place in Kabul. The agreement the two sides are working to reach is being called the Afghanistan-Pakistan Action Plan for Peace and Solidarity. This is VOA News.